The Pandavas did not want to fight, but yet Krishna told them to fight. So why exactly did they fight the war? See, there are two different points here. There is the principle of tolerance, and there is the principle of, along with tolerance, there is forgiveness. But along with that, there is also a counterbalancing principle of justice. So, in the case of the Pandavas, they tolerated any number of atrocities. You know, Bhima was poisoned, they tolerated that. They attempted to be burned alive, they tolerated that. They were given the barren part of the kingdom, they tolerated that. But when Draupadi was dishonored, at that time a limit was crossed. And that was something which they could not tolerate. And yet, even after that, after the period of exile, they were ready to settle for peace. And then, to the extent that they said that we'll settle for even 5 kingdoms. But Duryodhana was not ready to listen even to that. Now, so this is, from the point of view, if you look at the history, the Pandavas had tolerated again and again and tried to accommodate it, and Duryodhana was absolutely not ready to accommodate. See, Krishna's going as Shanti Dut is an extraordinary thing. Suppose there is a war between India and Pakistan, and at that there is border shooting going on, and at that time maybe the secretaries of defense or something like that, they will meet and they will try to resolve by some diplomatic means. But suppose at that time when there is a war, the Prime Minister of India goes to Pakistan for peace. It's a very serious thing. So Krishna himself going for peace, other than sending us a messenger, that shows how earnest it is. The Prime Minister himself going to another country for a peace negotiation, as a peace emissary, that indicates that they're really serious about peace. So even, and for that to be rejected, you know, imagine say the Indian Prime Minister goes to Pakistan and on a message of peace, and the Pakistani government tries to arrest the Prime Minister. Outrageous! That's what Duryodhana tried to do when he tried to have Arjuna, Krishna arrested. So from the point of view of justice itself, the Kauravas had time and time being brutally unfair. But the second part of this is that from the point of view of the people in general, yatha raja tatha praja. So if there is a king who has no sense of shame in disrobing an honorable woman in public, when such a person is going to rule, what will happen in such a kingdom? So even during the 12, 13 years that Duryodhana was ruling, at that time, he did not do any abusive activities because he wanted to win over the people. Because he knew the Pandavas are still a threat. And that's why he wanted to win over the people by giving gifts and things like that. But eventually, if the Pandavas were not in the picture, if the Pandavas abdicated their claim entirely, and Pandavas no longer a threat, then Duryodhana's atrocious side would have come out undrammed and would have been disastrous. So it was not only to gain their own rights, but it was also to provide a righteous kingdom or righteous rule for their citizens. And the Pandavas fought the war. And they tried to settle as much as possible by peaceful means. Now Krishna, was he, some people show that Krishna, or they try to say that Krishna is the instigator of the war. But it is not that Krishna was the instigator. Krishna tried his best to avoid the war. He went as a peace negotiator, and he actually gave such a persuasive presentation in the peace negotiation that there was dissension in the Kaurava ranks. At one particular time when Krishna spoke about why you should have peace, Dushyasana got up and he said, Duryodhana, if you don't give the Pandavas back their kingdom, I will personally have you tied and I will have you as the prisoner handed over to the Pandavas. Duryodhana was furious. He was mortified, he was furious. He just walked out in anger. And then the remaining 98 Kauravas, they didn't know what to do. Because Duryodhana and Dushyasana were the eldest. Never before had there been dissension between the two. They looked at each other and then they walked away. They walked out with Duryodhana. And Dushyasana was left all alone. Dushyasana also walked away. And when he came, now, when Duryodhana was an excellent emotional manipulator of people. So when Dushyasana was feeling very, very embarrassed, very mortified, you know, I spoke against Duryodhana like this. What will Duryodhana say now? How will I show my face? But as soon as Dushyasana entered, Duryodhana very cordially said, "Oh, Dushyasana, welcome." He said, "Just see, I have always been warning everyone that Krishna is a very cunning person. And just today, Krishna's cunningness deceived you also." Dushyasana felt relieved, you know. Rather than blaming me, he is blaming Krishna. So the point is that Krishna, he beseeched so, he actually requested for peace so persuasively that even Dushyasana was temporarily convinced. So Krishna cannot be caused in any way as the instigator of the war. Nor can the Pandavas be caused as the instigator of the war. It is the Kauravas who caused the war by their utter intransigence, by their utter unwillingness to accept peace on any compromising terms at all. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?